Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. A day after U.S. President Donald Trump called China a competitor seeking to challenge U.S. power, Beijing offered a subtle warning to the U.S. that confrontation would bring mutual losses. Hua Chunying, a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman, says China hopes the United States can abandon its mentality of zero-sum gains and seek common ground while respecting differences. Cooperation is the only correct choice for China and the United States, she said. In a new national security strategy based on Trump's America First vision on Monday, the United States lumped China and Russia together as competitors seeking to erode U.S. security and prosperity. This new policy comes despite Trump's own attempts to build strong relations with Chinese President Xi Jinping as the two sides seek to rein in North Korea's nuclear missile program. Japan will purchase a U.S.-built land-based missile defense system in response to what it considers the rapidly growing threat from North Korea. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's cabinet approved a plan Tuesday to buy two Aegis Ashore missile interceptor systems at a cost of nearly $2 billion. The new system likely will not be fully operational until 2023. Japanese defense officials also considered purchasing THAAD system from the U.S. This is VOA News. President Trump addressed the threat from North Korea in his policy speech on Monday, and now his administration is accusing North Korea of launching a crippling cyber attack that affected hundreds of thousands of computers across the globe earlier this year. U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert wrote an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal Monday night, saying the attack was widespread and cost billions of dollars. Pyongyang has long been suspected of distributing a computer virus called WannaCry in May, which locked out users in at least 150 countries from access to their files and other critical functions. Saudi air defenses have shot down a ballistic missile fired at Riyadh by Yemen's Houthi militia group. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video showed a salvo of the fourth-generation Saudi Patriot missiles being launched at the approaching ballistic missile before blowing it up in a cloud of smoke over the skies of the capital Riyadh. The Houthis Al-Masira TV said the missile was meant to strike a gathering of top Saudi leaders at the Al-Yamama Royal Palace in Riyadh. Saudi King Salman and his ministers were meeting Monday to discuss the kingdom's finances. Arab media have repeatedly accused Iran of smuggling weapons to the Houthis from its port of Bandar Abbas across the Persian Gulf. American University of Beirut professor Hilal Kashan tells VOA he questions whether the ballistic missiles being used in the recent attacks were from Iran. Kashan said he thinks it likely that the Iranians may have upgraded the missiles and that he believes the Houthis could have up to 500 Scud missiles in their arsenal. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Houthis have fired close to 100 ballistic missiles at Saudi territory during the past year, according to media reports. Workers are trying to clear the wreckage of an Amtrak train that veered off the bridge over a major highway in Washington state on Monday. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash and says the train was going twice as fast as it should have been on a curved stretch of track. Investigators will look at the data from the event data recorders taken from a locomotive. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.